Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. I think that's called Time is Tight. And that's the way it always is on the radio, isn't it? Time is always tight. A talk radio show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. You may not be through talking, but when the clock strikes a certain minute, but you're off the air. So you have to get it done, don't you? Folks, I just wanted to talk a little bit a little bit more about what we talked about with Jack Mitchell just a minute ago. You know, Jack's philosophy is hug your customers, hug your people. And he was talking about this a long time. It's a philosophy that his parents instilled in him from the 50s on, and he's instilled in his children, he and his brother. And it's something that I've been talking to you about for a long time. Even before I knew Jack, I wasn't calling it hugging your customers, but you've heard me say love them up for a long time. Love up your customers and make them know that they're important to you, and that you realize that they have other choices, and yet they come to you, and that you want them to come back. You know, I remember the first time a significant customer renewed with me. They came back the second time. The only time I was more proud of getting a big customer was when they came back and did business with me again, because that meant that now that they knew more about me, now that they knew how I delivered, now they knew how I did business and how I treated them, they wanted some more of it. Now that is a bigger deal than making a proposal and getting the business, because the proposal is just your words and what you say on paper. But when they do business with you and then they come back after that and say, I want some more of that, that's how you've executed. That's how you've loved them up. That's how you've hugged them, so to speak. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. With all of the things that are disrupting the way you and I have done business over the years, the internet, all the different, the social media, all the new stuff, all the fancy stuff, all the bells and whistles that we have right now that's really disrupting the way we've done business over the years to a large degree. With all of that stuff, one thing has not changed, and that's that human beings still want what John Nesbitt said 30 years ago. They still want high touch. I can't tell you how many times I think about that prophecy of John Nesbitt's from his Megatrends book of almost 30 years ago. He said, the more high tech we have, I'm paraphrasing just a little bit, the more high tech that we have, the more high touch we will want. Meaning the more digital, the more virtual, the more electronic, the more efficient, et cetera, that we become. And that we embrace, that we want, and that we use to our advantage, small business owners. We use all these things, all these great new tools to our advantage, don't we? But the more we do, it just increases the need of a human being to have a high touch. And that's what Jack Mitchell talks about when he talks about hugging your customers. It's what I talk about when I talk about the experience. It's what I mean when I talk about the experience that people have with you. It's what Jack means when he talks about remembering someone's birthday. It's what I mean when I say, be sure to say thank you to your customers. Be sure your customers know that not only that you appreciate the business, but you recognize that they have other choices, and yet you came back to them. Don't take that for granted, my friends. And none of this that I'm talking about right now has anything to do with the internet, with social media, with Google, or any other AdWords. None of that changes the fact that customers want high touch. And the more they embrace technology, the more your customers embrace technology, the more they want high touch. And so your task, your mission, and my mission with our customers is to give them the tools that they want, give them the technology that they want, but still show them, find out a way to show them how we are prepared, we're capable of giving them that high touch. And I think that's the key to our success, folks, in the future. And I'm going to keep talking about it. I hope you will keep working on it. I got to go for this hour. I got to wrap it up, actually, just for this hour. But I'll be back one more after this one. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I promise I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.